And one of this country's enduring ideas, even an everyday saying, is that it's possible to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Now, of course, it's physically impossible to grab onto four little straps and just yank yourself into the air. But producer Sarah Nix thought there had to be a way to do it, maybe with levers or pulleys and some well-built boots. She stopped by a University of Wisconsin engineering lab where Glenn Bauer gave her a leg up.
First off, we've got a hook that's connected to a steel structure. From there, we have the chain hoist hitched up.
And that's essentially a pulley system, is it?
Yeah, it's a pulley system, and then there's one set of chain. What we'll do is we'll hitch that to the bootstraps.
All right, let me get my boots.
All right.
I'm actually wearing my fantastic winter boots, where I got the idea because they have bootstraps built into them. However, I can't afford to replace them if they break. Got some not-so-great secondhand cowboy boots. They do appear to be leather, and there are loops on both sides. So I'm hoping that the boots themselves are not going to break, but I guess we will see.
These are basically, most people use these as emergency links. We'll have one of these in each side, and then we're going to have to cut the chain and then attach it to here. Okay.
This is somehow like the opposite of a Cinderella story. I honestly do not know if these boots are up to the task.
So now, this is the one you're going to have to hang on to for balance, and then you're going to pull that one down.
You can't tell. It happens so slowly. Oh. Well, I am actually in the air now.
Yes, you are. You're off the floor about, I'd say, an inch now.
I am. In fact, I have lifted myself up by my bootstraps with the help of what?
We call this a chain hoist.
So it turns out that with 16-some different apparatuses, one can lift oneself up.
Yes, a short distance. If you had to go 6 feet, I would go get lunch.
Now, how do I get down?
Yep.
That's Sarah Nix with Glenn Bauer. He's the senior scientist for the University of Wisconsin's Engine Research Center.